Good morning, everyone. Today is March the 1st, 2018, Thursday morning. And we have spoke a lot about the difference between impartation and imputation. You know, Christ's death on the cross was a sacrifice for our sins. And it wasn't something that he went to the cross as just a symbol. He didn't go to the cross even as potential salvation or as a possibility salvation. He went to the cross to pay for something. And it paid for all the sins for all of his elect. It didn't pay the sins for all mankind, as the universalists teach. His sacrifice on the cross paid for the sins for all for whom the Father had given him, John 6:37. And so, this sacrifice, the atonement, was a payment, a ransom payment. I remember when I worked for the state of Missouri, there were private adoptions, and then there were, of course, the adoptions by the state of Missouri. And private adoptions were very expensive. Some people would spend up to $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 to adopt a child. It was very expensive. It was very costly for us to be adopted, predestinated into adoption, into the family of God. We were predestinated into adoption, according to Ephesians 1. And so, the cost was the death of Jesus Christ. That was the cost for our adoption. It was his very blood. He paid a ransom for us. He bought us with his own blood. And the purchase was made forever for us. It was not a temporary purchase or a temporary transaction. It was an eternal transaction between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. It tells us in Ephesians 1:11, one of my very favorite passages in the Bible, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. We have obtained an inheritance. Isn't that interesting? Fifth verse says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. Notice that in verse 5 and verse 11, in verse 5 it's according to the good pleasure of his will, and in 11 it's of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. So there's no free will there. Yes, God has a free will, no question about it. But there's no free will of man in either one of those cases. It has nothing to do with the will of man. In fact, it says in verse 12 that we should be to the praise of his glory. We should be to the praise of his glory. Well, eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saint, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Well, he's far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet. Well, I'm glad to see that this adoption is an eternal adoption. It's an eternal adoption. It says, he's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And it says that he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood. That's the price of our redemption. Redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, not the mystery of our will, but the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. Now, he purchased our possession, and the reality of it is that this eternal adoption was purchased by his blood. And it says, God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. He hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves. Not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. He is our peace. says, "But now in Christ Jesus, who sometime were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us." Now, when we think about this adoption that we have in Christ Jesus, when we think about the price he paid for us, when we realize that there's nothing that we could have done to bring about our own salvation, when we realize the state that we were born into, then we realize that this price that Christ paid for us is something beyond our ability to even fathom the great love that he had for his people. 1 Peter 1:2 says, "Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last times." And he says that for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversations received by traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Well, this is the wonderful thing that God has done in securing for us our eternal salvation. He tells us in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, "According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of them that of him that hath called us to glory and virtue." Well, we cannot overestimate the realities of what Christ has done for his people in bringing many sons unto glory. We're unworthy of it. We don't boast in it, but we boast in Christ. And I'm glad that the scripture is there that having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. God bless.